Hello, and welcome to StarCase Certification's segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at StarKay. Today we are going to meet Hinda. Hinda called the StarKay hotline from the supermarket. She wanted to ask about buying canned vegetables without a kosher symbol on it. She said that when she grew up, you never had to worry about a kosher symbol on plain canned vegetables. What could possibly be treif about vegetables, water, and salt? Now, as Hinda was grabbing a can of peas off the shelf, which did not have a certification on it, she was stopped by a well-meaning friend who told her it may not be kosher. Hinda, your friend could be right. In the past, it was assumed that canned vegetables, for example, corn or peas, were overwhelmingly produced in all vegetable, non-problematic kosher environments. That being the case, the kosher consumer had the right to assume that these and other vegetables whose labels did not bear kosher certification could be purchased unless there was some known issue. But do you know that the production of canned vegetables is different nowadays? With the ever-increasing need for optimizing production and a quest for product diversification, the kosher consumer cannot assume that they are kosher without certification. One of the issues is the cooking of the vegetables. After being filled, cans are conveyed to the retorts. A retort is a large pressure cooker that cooks vegetables for a controlled length of time and pressure. It creates a bacteria-free environment so that any microorganisms that may cause spoilage will be killed. The same retort may be used for kosher and non-kosher. Of course, if the determination can be made that they are made in an all-kosher plant, that would be a different story. But this fact is often hard to ascertain. So, Hinda, your friend was right. Without seeing the kosher symbol on the label, we have to assume that these products are not acceptable. To learn more about canned vegetable productions and kashrus, visit the StarKay website, www.star-k.org, and read our archived Kashrus Currents article, Can It Be Kosher? Well, it's a good thing that Hinda bumped into our friend at the supermarket. She can now consider herself StarKay informed. Until next time, Kol Tuv!